Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Shlach. I'd like to share with you a very brief Dvar Torah. It's pretty well known, but I'd like to look at it from a completely different angle in a way that I think is not so well known. This week's Parsha, of course, shares with us this once-in-a-lifetime, this history-changing event from which B'nai Israel is still suffering. It changed an entire generation, and it still changes us today. And it was the sending of Moshe of the Meraglim to Eretz Israel. Not for now, but we know that the Meraglim in Sefer Bamidbar are never called Meraglim. They're called Tayarim, they're called Turetz, La Turet Haaretz. The Meraglim are only called Meraglim in Sefer Yoshua Perek Bet. But that's not for now. We do know, I guess people still call them Meraglim, so we'll call them Meraglim also. We know that the Meraglim, when they come back to B'nai Israel and to Moshe with their report, they describe the giants. And here, the Torah says the following. It's in Perek Yud Gimel, and it is Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Visham, this is what the Meraglim said when they came back. Visham ra'inu et hanefilim b'nei anak, min hanefilim, Visham ra'inu et hanefilim b'nei anak min hanefilim. And here's the focus of the Pasuk. V'anehi be'einenu kachagavim. V'chein hayinu be'enehem. We saw the giants, and we were, said the Meraglim, we were in our eyes like grasshoppers. V'chein hayinu be'enehem. And we also looked like grasshoppers to them. Rashi on that pasuk, based on a Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Hey, says the following. Says Rashi, Shamanu, Omrim Zelaze, when we went to Eretz Canaan and we were spying around, we heard that these giants said to each other, Nimalim Yesh Bakramim Ka'anashim. We heard them saying that they were like grasshoppers. This Gemara that Rashi quotes is not exactly the way Rashi quotes it. I'd like to read to you the Gemara quickly. Again, it's Masechet Sota Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Misharshi, Meraglim Shakre Havu. The Meraglim were liars. Bish Lama Vanihi Beinenu Kachagavim Lachayai. I understand if they said that we ourselves felt like grasshoppers. Okay, I can understand that. I'm not saying that they're lying because of that. I can't tell somebody how to feel. But then they said something else. V'chein hayinu be'enehem. But then the Meraglim said we also felt, we also were treated like grasshoppers in their eyes. Says the Gemara, mina havu yadeh. How are they supposed to know that? There's no way for them to know that. Obviously, Meraglim were lying. Says, because on the one hand, yes, to say this is the way I feel, I felt like a grasshopper, that could be true or not. Then, okay, I'll believe you. But to say that we know how they felt about us, that's a lie. But the Gemara says, no. Velohi. It's not true. Ki havu mavre avele tute arze havu mavre. Says the Gemara, it's not true. They didn't lie about that either. Because what Gemara says is that when the people in Eretz Canaan were having their funeral meal, this meal that they had, they ate it beneath trees. V'chichazinhu, and when the spies saw these giants, salku, they left, they ran away. Yatve b'ilane, and they sat in trees, and they heard shamei deka amre. What did they hear? Kachazinan inshe de damu lekamtze b'ilane. The Meraglim knew what the giants were thinking because they overheard them. What did they hear them say? We saw men like grasshoppers in the trees. So we see that the Gemara tells us clearly that the people in the spies knew exactly how the giants felt. What's very strange is that the Gemara I quoted is not the Rashi. Rashi said, "Shamanu omrim zelazet nimalim yesh bakramim kanashim."
I don't get it. Rashi, the pasuk says, we felt like grasshoppers, and we also, they thought of us like grasshoppers. But Rashi didn't say grasshoppers. Rashi said ants. We heard, and the Gemara didn't say that, and the pasuk didn't say that. We heard, the pasuk says, based on the Gemara, that we heard giants saying that there are grasshoppers, men like grasshoppers in the trees. But the Gemara, I'm sorry, but Rashi says nimalim, ants. Why did Rashi change the girsa? Why did Rashi change the Gemara? Why did Rashi seemingly change the pasuk? So this is such a strong question that all the Mefarshei Rashi asked this question, and the Mizrahi, one of the major Perushim on Rashi, actually changes Rashi. Says, no, that's a mistake. That can't be. It can't be. It really, Rashi should really read, we heard them saying to each other that there are grasshoppers in the vineyards, in the trees, like people. But our girsa, our version of Rashi, says nimalim. There's a lot to say on this. Many people quote the Kutzke Rebbe here. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea about one of the problems of the spies was this low self-esteem. How dare you? I mean, God is on our side. We saw Mitzrayim. We saw Kriyat Yamsuf. We saw Har Sinai. We are strong. We're princes. We can conquer whatever Hashem tells us to. Who cares what other people think of us? That's the Kutzke Rebbe, and it's a very, very important and powerful idea. But I'd like to share with you another idea. Why would Rashi change seemingly the pasuk, so to speak, and change the Gemara? The pasuk and the Gemara says we heard giants talking about us and saying we are like they. We saw grasshoppers, and the Gemara said we saw. I'm sorry, and Rashi said that we saw ants. How can it be? So there is Rav Avadya Bar Tanura. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura lived in the 16th century. He is one of the most important Mefarshim on the Mishnah. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura. He also wrote a Sefer on Chumash. And it's called Omer Naka. And I'd like to thank Rabbi Yaakov Haber, phenomenal Rebbe at Chalvim for Women, who pointed the Sefer out to me. The Rav Avadya Bar Tanura says something so incredible, and I hate to compare things that shouldn't be compared, but for the sake of illustration, this comes out, lahavdil, almost like one of these business books or these self-help books that were written this year, so to speak. But this was written 500 years ago. And listen to what he says. It's a beautiful, beautiful message that Rashi is trying to teach us by changing the words. One last time, the question is, if the Torah says, based on the Gemara and Sota, that we heard giants saying that we are grasshoppers, that I saw grasshoppers in the field, in the trees, and in the vineyard, then why did Rashi say that they saw ants? Says Rav Avadya Bar Tanura the following, V'nirali, it's Omer Naka, on this week's Parsha, Divrei Matchil V'chein Ayinu Beinayim. V'nirali Shekein Derech B'nei Adam HaMehalchim B'makom Namuch Shehem biatzmam nirim ktanim legabei hagvoin aleihem. He says this is a standard classic phenomenon when people think of themselves as lowly, especially as compared to other people. Vehagvohin, so I think of myself as low, but vehagvohin, but those higher people, those supposedly higher people, roin otam yoter ktanim. I may think of myself as a grasshopper, and that's a problem, and I need to work on that. Self-esteem, and I'm special, and God made me. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, that's very important. But if I'm going to think of myself as a grasshopper compared to somebody else, he's richer than me, he's more powerful than me, he's smarter than me, whatever it is, better than me. But I think of myself as a grasshopper compared to him, then don't expect him to think of me as a grasshopper. He's going to think of me even lower, even more lonely than I think of myself. I'm low, but I'm not that low. Well, guess what? If you think of yourself as being low, then they're going to think of you, says the Bar Tanura, even lower than you yourself think of you. Don't expect to be a little bit less, so to speak, and expect them to look at you as only a little bit less. If you think of yourself as a little bit less, they will think of you as even lower than that. Sure, We looked at ourselves like we were grasshoppers, but they looked at us like we were ants. Even lower than that, smaller than that, more powerless than that. That's the message, according to the Bartanura, in Rashi. It's a very, very powerful message. We need to work on, certainly, anava. I must be humble, no question about it. That's not the idea right now. It's very important, obviously. But I also have to know what I'm good at. I also have to know the strengths that I have. I also have to know how much I can contribute to the world. I have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me and has trusted me and enabled me to wake up this morning. And because of that, He enabled me and required me and demanded of me and directed of me and mandated to me to do something in this world. I am not a nobody. And if I think I am, then not only will I not do my job properly, not only am I... Does it sound, chas v'shalom, that I'm speaking badly about God, that He wasn't able to create somebody special like me? But you have to realize that everybody I speak with looks at me even lower. May we all garner, Emir Tzah Hashem, the strength of self-respect, balanced, of course, with healthy anava, but self-respect, knowledge of self-worth, knowledge what I can contribute and give to this world and bring to this world and introduce to this world. And if we all did that, imagine, Emir Tzah Hashem and B'siyata Dishmaya, where Klal Yisrael would be right now. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.